PWDA News, April 2020, Issue 1. A message from the President. Now more than ever, solidarity across the disability community is so important. The diverse life experience of people with disability means that while some of us are teaching friends without disability how to cope with physical distancing, others are struggling as our most accessible methods of engaging with people are drastically limited by circumstance. But all of us are adjusting to a changed and rapidly changing world, and that takes significant physical and emotional resources. Let's try to be thoughtful with each other, leave space for complicated feelings, and most importantly, work together to uphold all our rights collectively, and especially those of the most marginalized members of our community. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. We have come together with over 70 national, state, and territory disability organizations and released a letter to the National Cabinet with 10 vital points for immediate action to keep people with disabilities safe in the pandemic. You can read the media release on our website, where you can also download the letter, including in plain English and easy-read versions. We've also endorsed a call for the Australian Senate to establish a select committee with broad powers to review and report on the federal government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Accountability is vital, even and especially when the government is acting fast to respond to a crisis. The COVID-19 hub on our website has had quite a few other updates recently, including new links added to our accessible resources page, including more easy-read fact sheets, a summary of last weekend's government announcements. Our disability support page now has an explanation of what the two-person rule means for disability support. It should not stop support workers from coming to your house. Service update. We're making some temporary changes to PWDA's advocacy services. We know that this is a difficult and scary time for many of us, and we are here to help with information and support. We are updating our website and our advocates can assist you. However, due to the current COVID-19 public health emergency, PWDA has moved all staff to working from home. Our office is closed and all our advocates are no longer available for face-to-face support, but they can help over the phone or by email. Please continue to call our Wayfinder Hub on 1-800-843-929 or email info@wayfinderhub.com.au. Wayfinder Hub's phone line is currently operating on a call-back basis. Please leave your name and number in a voicemail. We will call you back from a private number. You can also look for other advocacy services in your area using the Disability Advocacy Finder at disabilityadvocacyfinder.dss.gov.au. Have your say. Down Syndrome Australia want to hear about how COVID-19 has affected people with Down syndrome and families so they can advocate to government and provide you with the right information and support. There is a full survey and an easy read version available. The Black Dog Institute is testing a new internet-based self-help program to help people with intellectual disability with their mood and anxiety. They are looking for people with intellectual disability to try it out and let them know if it works well. Find out more on their website. The Joint Standing Committee on the National Disability Insurance Scheme wants to hear about the NDIS workforce from workers, including workers with disability, and participants. You can make a submission until 16th of April. Find out more on the Australian Parliament website. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. Applications to the Arts and Disability Mentoring Initiative have reopened. The Australian Council for the Arts is offering 6 grants of $30,000 each in each Arts and Disability Mentoring Initiative round. If you are an individual artist or arts worker with disability, these grants can provide support to extend your arts practice, networks, skills, and ambition. Applications close Tuesday, 14th of April 2020 at midnight AEST. Midsummer Pathways is a 9-month mentorship program for LGBTQIA artists with disability. The Pathways program provides a queer context for up to 10 LGBTQIA+ participants with disability to develop their artistic practices. It includes access to professional mentoring, group workshops, and contact with arts industry representatives that build participants' capacity. Applications close Friday, 1st of May, 2020. Find out more on their website. Connect with people with disability. Spread the word about your disability-related product or service. Click here to find out more about purchasing AdSpace in PWDA newsletters. Community announcements. Blind Citizens Australia is running daily Facebook happy hours to keep Australians who are blind or vision impaired connected during this period of self-isolation. Find out how to participate on their website and see the event on their Facebook page. Advocacy for Inclusion's Support a Decision-Making podcast has 3 new episodes up about staying safe and connected during the epidemic. Queenslanders with Disability Network, or QDN, has worked with the University of Sydney to develop the COVID-19 Person-Centred Emergency Preparedness, or PCEP, planning tool. It has practical tools and information to help you think through how to make a plan for your own individual needs and situation during COVID-19. The Inner West Sydney Mutual Aid Group has been established by local community members with the aim of linking up local people as part of a community looking out for each other. If you are isolating because you are immunocompromised or otherwise high risk and need someone to deliver groceries, medication, or mail, or if you would like online social support or assistance applying for Centrelink or NDIS, please go ahead and sign up. We have a Google form for people looking for support and another one for people looking to offer support. If you live in a different area, please search Facebook to see if a similar group has formed near you. Latest disability news. From Crikey, I could be dead by then. Slow NDIS support puts thousands of lives at risk. From Nine News, Sydney man faces year in jail after repeatedly breaching coronavirus quarantine. From UNSW Newsroom, those most vulnerable to virus also most at risk of loneliness in lockdown. From SBS News, concerns for employees with a disability after a confirmed coronavirus case in supported working facility. Sign up for PWDA's Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's the end of this newsletter. You can find us, as usual, online at pwd.org.au. We are also on Twitter as PWD Australia, on Facebook as pwd.australia, and on Instagram as PWD Australia. Thanks for listening.